Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, we've often heard the expression that you are what you eat, but what about what you drink? Well, trying to decide the best choice for beverage is a challenge. From the sugar and fruit juices to chemicals and water, there just isn't any perfect choice. Well, here with us this morning as part of our Public Health Today series is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. And she's here to help us explore this question. Welcome, Dr. Bakke. Thanks for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk about choices of what to drink, but for the purposes of this discussion, we're not going to talk about alcoholic beverages. So this is basically non-alcoholic beverages. So let's start with something like caffeinated drinks, which are everywhere in our world, specifically coffee. Let's start with coffee.
Well, people drink coffee or caffeinated drinks because the caffeine is a stimulant. It tends to wake you up a little bit temporarily. But there are some side effects to drinking too much caffeine. It can increase your blood pressure. Some people, it can cause you to have heart palpitations if you drink too much. And so really, I think in this case, it's looking at how much, if any, caffeine you should be drinking.
I've also seen something where I've heard people say that the acidic content of coffee can also have effects on their gastrointestinal system.
Clearly, it can be an irritant if you're drinking pure caffeine on an empty stomach. Sometimes people can have problems.
How about all those fancy drinks? You know, when you go into Starbucks or any of these places and the baristas are making up all these fancy caffeinated drinks, what do you think of those?
Well, really, those drinks are basically a lot of added sugar to the caffeine. And if you want to drink caffeine, I would limit it to maybe 1 to 2 cups of caffeinated coffee. And we're talking about 8-ounce cups, not 12-ounce or 16-ounce cups of coffee a day. But that's not only coffee. It's any caffeinated drink. So caffeinated sodas, teas, certainly any of those energy drinks contain a lot of caffeine. So really, it's not that good for you, and you're better off drinking other things.
So what about teas? Let's get to teas. Teas can come in a lot of different variety. I mean, you can have caffeinated teas, and you can have non-caffeinated teas, the so-called herbal teas. What do you think of those?
Well, teas, particularly green tea, has been shown to have some antioxidant properties to it. So tea is a little bit better than caffeine to drink. It has a little bit less caffeine in it, regular tea. But certainly there's a large variety of what we call herbal teas, so made out of flowers. And some of them are actually good for you if you have an upset stomach. A ginger tea, or ginger and tea and lemon, or a peppermint tea might help you. There are teas that have herbs that might help you sleep at night, and
yeah,
some of those.
Yeah, something like chamomile tea, for example, has been, I mean, they purportedly is helpful for sleep.
Right. It's clearly, we don't have a lot of
scientific data
on this, but tea can be nice as part of a well-balanced diet.
So there's no real negative attached except the caffeine, again.
Again, and then if you have a problem with some of the herbs or flowers, and that's something you just have
to decide. So that's an
allergic.
Right. Yeah. But I think experience can go a long way. So that's another way of getting liquid into your diet, obviously. And as long as you're not going to excess with the amount of caffeine, tea would be preferred in some ways to coffee.
Yes. It has some benefits.
What about decaf coffee, though?
Well, decaf certainly has less caffeine in it. It would be more beneficial to you if you have some problem with drinking caffeine. It won't give you as much of the stimulus as you have with regular caffeine. So if you're looking for that wake up boost, it won't give that to you. But clearly, getting enough sleep would probably help with that. So
what about something like fruit juice? I mean, clearly that's around, especially more and more they're promoting juices of all kinds. You see them, you know, there's the variety of juices that are out there on the supermarket shelves is just amazing.
Well, if you want to get the vitamin, you know, positivity from getting fruit, it's better for you to do it with fruit.
So you'd rather eat your fruit versus drink your fruit.
Gives you fiber and it gives you more concentrated vitamins. The fruit juice is really just a lot of sugar with some vitamins in it. And certainly fruit juice drinks shouldn't drink those at all because basically that's a little flavoring with a lot of sugar and water.
What's called a drink as opposed to 100% juice.
Correct.
You're saying basically stay away from those because that's just high fructose corn syrup with food coloring.
So when they say, you know, eat fruits and vegetables, the best thing to do is eat your fruit as a whole fruit. If you can't always do that, having 100% fruit juice is better than actually a juice drink.
Is there also a danger if you're drinking a lot of fruit juice to, if you have a problem like you're diabetic or you're hypoglycemic, can that have an impact on your sugar intake?
It's a very concentrated source of sugar, so it is going to raise your insulin level very quickly and then can cause your blood sugar to drop because all of that sugar then goes into your cells. So people certainly who are diabetic or tend to have hypoglycemia are counseled to stay away from a lot of 100% fruit juice.
So the bottom line with that, it sounds to me, is if you want the benefits, the nutrients, and the benefits of fruit, you should eat it.
Yes.
As opposed to drink it.
Yes.
Very good point. So what about stuff like soda? I mean, what we call pop or soda, depending on what part of the country you live in. There's obviously sugar soda, and then there's diet soda. But soda itself, I mean, is there an issue?
Basically, soda is water with a lot of chemicals and flavoring.
And no real dietary benefit.
It has no nutritional value. So if you need to drink something, you're better off drinking something that would give you some nutrients, or just plain water.
And as you mentioned earlier, some sodas or a lot of the colas, for example, also have caffeine. So you're bringing caffeine into your system.
Right. And we're not drinking little 8-ounce cups of soda anymore. We're drinking 64-ounce big gulps. And that is a lot of caffeine. That is 8 times more than what somebody would be recommended to drink at one time.
So you have, if in the case of the sugary sodas, you're getting the sugar, high excess amount of sugar plus caffeine. And is the diet soda any better?
Diet soda really isn't much better. You're not getting the sugar, but what you're doing is you're tricking your body into thinking it's getting sugar. So insulin levels are going to rise anyway, and you're going to have the same kind of response because you're not getting any nutrients for it. So your body's going to want in an hour to eat something, and usually it's something sugary because that's what it's craving.
So you're getting hung up on sugar, or kind of addicted to sugar. And I think I've read somewhere that there have been recent studies that have suggested a direct relationship between high amounts of sugar and the development of type 2 diabetes.
There are more studies beginning to show that association. So I think really the bottom line for people is if they want to drink something, they're better off drinking plain old water. Our body is mostly water. We need water. And it quenches your thirst. I know people say water doesn't taste, but actually if you drink water long enough, it does have a taste. You can tell the difference between waters.
So water really is the main thing. But before we get to that, what about milk? Because I know that there's, you know, the American Dairy Association, for one, is always pushing milk.
Milk is a good source. It has a combination of both protein, carbohydrate, and fat, so it's fairly balanced. You can drink milk or you can eat yogurt.
Other dairies.
Clearly we need the calcium and vitamin D, and that's a reasonable source of it. So, you know, I wouldn't go overboard with drinking milk, but certainly a glass or two a day is appropriate.
Milk is like an important source of protein, calcium, and other micronutrients. So as you're saying, whether you get it from yogurt or cottage cheese or drinking milk, it's important to have that as part of your diet.
Yes.
So getting back to water, we have only a little bit of time left. What's your basic bottom line with water? Do we need to drink 8 glasses a day?
There's some question about how much water we need to drink a day. I think it's individual based on how thirsty you get. But clearly, you know, I would say anywhere between 8 and 10 glasses of water a day
is preferred.
Even though we have good water in upstate New York, filtered is always better because there are chemicals in water that you don't really need to be getting in your body.
Well, once again, excellent advice. Thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.